Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today, again, we have with us David Reed. He's the Director of Training for Nature's Plus, one of my most favorite companies, super high quality, very reasonable prices. Your company's been around for, what, over 40 years now, David?
Yeah, we're close to about 48 years right now.
Wow.
So getting close to our 50 years of business.
Wow, that is awesome. That says a lot about a company. You know, you don't stay in business that long if you make mistakes. And I know your products are really third-party verification, everything. I mean, super quality. Today, we're going to talk about keto. We're going to do a little update. Keto has been so hot. I do want to tell you before we get into a little bit of the history of your company and this whole product line and then some new news that you're going to be bringing us about the BHB. I did want to tell you, I have a show on another radio station. I do a live show. And one of the guys there has been trying to lose weight, went to, you know, some clinics and this and that, and just kind of hit a plateau, and he thought he would get into the keto. So he came out, and I sampled him out, and he said, I want to be a guinea pig, you know, see what we can do. And he started in on the diet, started using your products, and he is moving forward. And this has been going on for, oh, geez, maybe 4 or 5 months now. So we know it's definitely working for him. And he is so happy because, again, he'd reached a plateau. He couldn't figure out what more to do. He still needs to lose more weight. He's lost a lot. I think he's lost like maybe 120 pounds.
And wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's really worked hard at it. But he says, you know, he uses the products a little bit less than he was, and he's really gotten used to the diet, you know, all of the proteins and watching what he eats and you know, the again, the portion size and everything we talked about. So it's really been phenomenal, and I know you've had great success with it, and I'm seeing other customers having great success with it. And I was saying to myself the other day, I think I'm sold on this, you know? I think this is cool. I think this is going to work for a lot of people. Now, as you know, David, not every diet plan works for every person. So this is another option, but I think it's, I mean, I'm seeing, I guess, maybe 80 to 90% success rate. At least, you know, people start losing weight with it almost immediately. Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, I definitely see that, and I also help people with the pitfalls. One of the pitfalls of that, which is really key to understand, is not to overdo the protein, because the protein's really based on the individual, not just a broad category of doing so much protein. It's really based on the individual's lean body mass, and they have to basically multiply that times 0.7, which gives them the grams of protein. So
okay,
that's
let's go through that. Let's do a little example for everybody, because I think sometimes we go a little fast, and, you know, you and I know all this stuff. I grew up in the industry, and people are like, you know, you're talking Greek. I don't understand. You go too fast. And I understand. I mean, we're trying to educate people here. What did you say it is? You take your body weight and multiply it. Okay, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you do is you really take your total body weight, and then you have to figure out what your percentage of body fat is.
Okay.
Once,
the BMI.
Once you get that number, right.
Okay, and you would do that by just going online. I've seen those tables. I've seen the calculations.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Instead of getting into a lot of detail there, we would just recommend that you go online and Google BMI and find out what your BMI is. Okay, so we've done that. We got our BMI. Then what do we do next?
Now you multiply your BMI times your total body weight, and that will give you your lean body mass. So basically what you're going to do is when you multiply that, it's going to give you your fat weight.
Okay.
So once you take your fat weight,
okay, so
you subtract. Right.
Okay, so let's do it this way. So what's a good BMI number? What's an average BMI number that
typically, because people are overweight, typically, I'm seeing on an average of about 35.
Okay, so 35, and let's make it really simple. Let's say you weigh 100 pounds, and then what?
Right.
What do you do?
Okay, so that gives you that would give you your total body fat.
Okay.
Which is real, right.
Okay.
So we subtract that from 100.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually, what would happen is that you would end up with a 65 pounds. Of lean body mass. So that's your lean body mass.
Okay. All right. So you take the 100 pounds and subtract 35 from it, and then that gives you 65 pounds. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Because that's the percentage. So that's going to really give you the 30. Basically, you're subtracting 35 from that. So
okay. Let's go through that again. So you get your BMI, it's 35, and then what do you do?
So once you've got your, so I know that that person, their lean body mass is 65 pounds of lean body mass.
Okay, so you take the 100 and subtract 35, so you get 65 lean body mass, and then what do you do?
So then what you do is you actually multiply the 65. Now, this is real critical.
Okay.
If you're exercising, you multiply it times 0.7.
Okay.
So 65 times 0.7 would give you 45.5 grams of protein that you can have a day.
Okay, I think I've got it now. All right,
right. This is real key, because if you go over that amount of protein, what happens is that 53% of that will reconvert into glucose and stored as fat.
Okay. All right. And you don't want that.
Don't want that.
No.
Right, because then you're defeating the whole purpose of the program.
Okay. So to review one more time, you find your BMI, you take your body weight, say it's 100 pounds, you subtract it from your BMI, let's just say that's 25 pounds, you end up with this 75, and then you take that times 0.7 and convert it to, and then you convert it to whatever that number is, to grams, and you don't want to exceed that, otherwise you're going to be developing more fat. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Awesome.
And now if you're not exercising, you've got to change that 0.7 to 0.5.
Oh.
It lowers it, so it's critical. You should be exercising anyway.
Yeah.
That's going to help with the whole situation.
And by exercise, does that mean like 20 minutes a day or going for a couple walks like I do and running around the herb farm and unloading trucks and not just sitting in the office all day or sitting at the radio station in the studio?
Right.
Yeah.
Four times a week for 45 minutes at a fast rate. You don't have to be running. There's just 45 minutes at a really fast walking pace.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
That's awesome. Well, I just walk my dog, and he's a big mastiff, so he drags me. He walks me.
Right.
So he's awesome. Anyway, that is very good. So we've got that figured out. So that's very important. You don't really want to exceed that protein. And, of course, the proteins amounts are all on the packages, and I think it's pretty easy for people to figure all that up. So that's very good, too. Now, your company, you, David, are awesome. I mean, we go into detail about stuff off the air. You really know your stuff. You've been in the industry, I think, even in the medical industry. You've been in the industry for, I think you said, 30 years or training for 30 years. So you do know a lot. Your company is phenomenal. It's been around for a long time. Where are you guys located at, just to let our listeners know?
Well, actually, we do all the manufacturing in New York on Long Island.
Really?
So we're located.
Wow.
Yes, which is really key. Because, again, it's all, we do our own manufacturing, and we manufacture under a pharmaceutical license with the state of New York.
Wow. So you're like a pharmaceutical. You have all of the bells and whistles that is safety and everything that a pharmaceutical company, so it's pharmaceutical grade, basically. You probably don't claim that, but that's what you're doing.
Right.
Awesome.
We do have certain things we do claim that on, certain products
that
we do make.
Right. Awesome.
So there are some that we're actually able to do that, but that's because we are regulated by the FDA.
Oh, yeah.
And we do, and we do that also because we sell to a lot of foreign countries, and they require those companies selling to them to actually have a pharmaceutical license.
Sure. Oh, that is so awesome. So, I mean, I've known your company forever. I mean, for years I've been selling your products, and I've never, ever had any problems. You know, and everything is like non-GMO and organic and certified. In fact, the keto products that we're talking about today are keto certified. So it's at ketostandard.com. So you have an outside, you always seem to have outside party verifications. I'll never forget the time one of the first reps, you know, 100 years ago, that's my joke, 100 years ago came in. It's like, oh, yeah, we're the Nature's Plus people, and here's our third-party verification handbook. And the thing was like an inch and a half thick, and it had all this outside laboratory saying that when you have 100 milligrams of ascorbic acid, outside third-party verification, there it's between, you know, like, you know, 99 and 101 or whatever. It's like spot on, and you had somebody else verify it, and I thought, this company is awesome. With your keto products, just to quickly go through it, it's iGen, non-GMO tested, keto certified, paleo friendly, NSF certified, gluten free, non-GMO, certified B Corporation, which is a B lab. So that's a social environmental performance accountability. Oh my gosh, and are there other bells and whistles I'm not listing on here? Probably.
Yeah, but, you know, the main focus of that, of course, is that we're really focused on the non-genetically modified organisms like that. So,
well, when you get into the proteins, when you get into proteins like that, Now, most of these, what is the protein here that we're looking at? I see a lot of, you know, organic your butter that we talked about.
Right.
What are the proteins? Are they vegetable?
No, basically we're using a whey protein.
The whey, okay.
Because its absorbability is so much greater than some of the other proteins out there.
Yes.
And also we're really controlling the amount of protein, because when you look at our shakes, you're going to find there's only, you know, 10 grams of protein. So we've really dropped them down low. Mm-hmm. So someone on this keto program, especially like that person we talked about earlier in the example of 100,
right.
Basically only being 70-some grams of protein they can do a day. They have to be real careful. I mean,
yeah.
One meal, I can give you some examples, like a chicken breast, and that's just a half breast, is actually 37 grams of protein.
Boom, there you go. Yeah, see, yeah.
You get into trouble real quick. Right.
You can. Yeah, and I know a lot of the salmon's really high, too. That's another big one. And
right.
Then you got, there's even protein in the nuts and everything, too, so you got to figure all
right.
that in.
Right.
Right. So the whey, and that's why I'm seeing truly grass-fed, non-GMO.
Right.
So the whey is coming from the grass-fed cows that are all certified and everything.
And so, it's all RSBT-free, so that means there's no hormones in it.
Yes, that is very important, too. I mean, the last thing you want to do is be taking supplements and getting, you know, other things in there. You want it pure. You want it safe. So
right.
This is absolutely phenomenal. Now, you have several things in the line, and we've talked about it before, so I would ask everybody to refer back to the other keto shows. But to quickly review, you have the MCT powder, organic powder. You have the keto meal shakes, and if I'm not mistaken, you've got vanilla and chocolate. Is that correct?
Yes, certainly do.
And then you have the Keto Fit weight loss shake, which instead of like the meal replacement, although the Keto Fit, I'm sure, I've had it before and had that for lunch instead of the meal, but I've had the shake. So if you're really wanting to, and it has certain things in there, and you can listen to the other show, but it helps to burn fat, fights your cravings. And then you have this organic grass-fed butter powder. And I think we talked about putting that in smoothies or maybe even adding it to the shakes. What else could you do with that butter powder?
Yeah, the butter powder, that's not ours. That's someone else's, but that's fine. I use that also. So
okay.
Ours, basically, if we look at ours, we have the two different shakes. We actually have a keto multi, keto sugar control, BHB, of course, and we have just the sugar control, which is really
okay.
Key for
all right. All right, yeah, I think that was another company that kind of got thrown in here. But, yeah, you have the Keto Living Shake. You have the Daily Multi. Tell us about that multi. Why would we want to do a multi?
Well, again, we want to make sure you're getting the proper nutrients when mm-hmm. you're on this diet, because you've eliminated a lot of other foods that you would be eating being in the keto program. And I've been on the keto program now for almost, about a year and 6 months now.
Wow.
Still stayed in it. And I did it mainly for controlling inflammation. So the multi is really good because it's going to give you some of the nutrients. Plus, it actually helps you stay in ketosis also. So there's some key nutrients in there along with probiotics and prebiotics
right.
that support you while you're on that program.
Okay. And real quick, I'm just thinking, would you want to take a multivitamin too, or does that supply all your needs there as far as
that actually supplies all your needs, so you could definitely do that.
So it is obviously a phenomenal specialized vitamin just for this whole regimen with the keto. So just to review again, because I think I got it a little bit confused here, but that's cool. Okay, you got your keto shake, the keto living shake, chocolate and vanilla, which are absolutely awesome. I've actually tried those, and any of the keto stuff is really good because you got the milk and it makes it really sweet, the whey, you know, and just makes it really taste good. Then you got the sugar control, and you take that along with the shake. I think we discussed that before. Is that correct to help?
You certainly can. It'll definitely help you in the beginning when people are basically going through that phase of getting off sugars. It'll definitely control that and really help you at that time to really get those cravings down, which is a real key. It actually helps you metabolize the sugar better also.
Would that be something, I'm just getting a wild idea here, but would this be something like if you are having a blood sugar issues, would this be something you could look into also if you didn't want to do keto? Could this
yes, I have a lot of people that do take that for that reason, and I have a lot of nutritionists that recommend it because it's such a good one to really control blood sugar control.
Yeah, because I'm seeing that it has the chromium and the berberine and the cinnamon
right.
and the manaba
right.
and
right.
Garcinia cambogia. Now, Garcinia cambogia, I know, is in the Gymnia the Garcinia is really good at weight loss, and the Gymnia silvestri leaf is really good for your blood sugar. And then it's got the beet greens, the beet fiber, the beet root, spinach, coriander, dandelion, oregano, parsley, celery. Celery's really also good for gout. So
right.
this looks like just something that you could take maybe if you have blood sugar and issues in that area. It might be something to take not just on with the keto, but now when would you take this sugar control?
Basically, you could take it any time during the day, but typically when I was taking it, mm-hmm. and I was taking it in the morning really to hold me through the whole day, and it just really helped me cut back the sugar cravings.
Okay, very good. Now, as far as I know, we have put on the web that guide to the keto lifestyle by David Reed.
Right.
It says, by David W. Reed III, Director
right.
of Training, Nature's Plus, and it tells you, like, what is keto, that your body goes into ketosis, and basically, again, your body starts doing what? Explain it really quickly for us.
Okay, what your body's doing is really changing its whole conversion system,
mm-hmm.
where, your body was really dependent on carbohydrates. So,
right.
And what it does, it's a fuel, and you got to realize the largest user of fuel is your brain. So what's happening when you're going into ketosis, your body starts using ketones instead of carbohydrates. Ketones are actually cleaner fuel. Your brain utilizes it better. It really makes the brain more crispy as far as thought patterns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. And it eliminates inflammation too at the same time, because ketones don't create inflammation where carbs create inflammation.
Yes. And we battle inflammation. Inflammation leads to all kinds of disease states, including cardiovascular and cancer and arthritis and all that stuff. Now, in this little guide, I really love this guide because you give, choices of the fresh vegetables and the dairy, best and worst, nuts and seeds and proteins and beverages and sweeteners and replacements. You also have cookbooks, exercise book, a meditation book, recommended apps, so there's further references, and then you even have a little meal tracker. I'm going to double make sure. You go to www.merryman, and down at the bottom, if you're listening to the show, the podcast show, scroll down to the bottom, and this is where we have all the references. And this will be called A Guide to the Keto Lifestyle, and we'll put by David W. Reed III on there, and we'll make that available so you can get on there and link onto it, and then you can look up whatever you might want to be able to look up on there. And I think that'll be phenomenal. The meditation book by Wayne Dyer. He was one of my favorites, so you love him too, huh?
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, good old Wayne. Yeah,
right.
He was a super person. I can kind of feel him laughing in heaven right now. So,
that's
yeah,
sure.
These cookbooks are cool. You've got a lot of them. The Keto Diet, the Keto Diet Instant Pot Cookbook. So this keto stuff, everybody that I've talked to, they're like, I'm doing it. It's not that hard. It's not that big of a deal. I'm doing it. And I'm losing weight. And, the products that your company has are really, they're crutches, but sometimes you just don't have time. It keeps you from falling down or backsliding. It makes it really easy. And it makes it, because the last thing you want is to have difficulties with a diet and be like, I don't want to fix this meal tonight. I don't put all this together. But then you could just get the meal replacement. Or in the morning,
right.
You could just fix the shake or a meal replacement. And then you're going to be taking vitamins that are synergistic. Now, you also have this, and everybody's selling the keto stuff, and we only have a couple companies that we're dealing with because we're very, very picky. So you should feel honored, David, because we just don't put any company's product in our store. It's got to
right.
be the best. And you've got a really good price, but you've got a what's called collagen peptides. Where does this, why are, when you talk about keto, I think I know why. But why do you also try to do that? I know collagen makes up the whole body, but why are you pushing collagen with keto? Is there a deficiency somewhere in the diet, or is this just to maximize it?
It really maximizes it.
Okay.
It actually supports your muscle tissue also at the same time. Also supports some of the damage that may have occurred prior to things before you really started really doing things correctly to really help the body do what it needs to do. So it's a really, I call it a support mechanism to just make sure you're doing everything optimally to support a good, healthy body and healthy tissue within the body. So it supports, you know, your tendons, it supports your gut, it supports all
right.
your skin, it supports a lot of stuff. So it's another additive that you can add to the program that's really going to just keep you healthy, which is real key.
Well, you know, I use another brand of collagen, but I'm looking at yours here. I may try that. I don't know if you've heard of Genicol. It's supposed to be the most bioavailable. It comes out of Canada. We've sold it for a long time. But yours actually has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then classified as 10, the
right.
types of collagens. One is for skin elasticity. 2 is for the joints and the immune system. 3 is the skin, blood vessels, and vital organs. 4 is the cell health and growth. 5 is the skin, tendons, and again, immune system. And then number 10 is joints, bones, muscles, and hair. So we're like hair, skin, nails, joints, bones, gut, heart, cells, and more. And of course, this is super high quality, grass-fed, sustainability caught, cage-free, the egg portion, the eggshell membrane. So you've got all kinds of natural sources of collagen in here, sustainably caught. Collagen is the building blocks. It's what makes up. And again, if you've got, if you take collagen, if you're getting, I've noticed a lot of my customers, they start getting wrinkly and stuff, or they're having problems with their joints and their tissues and their bones. And it's obviously one of the wonderful things you can do. So this is sourced from, I like this. You know, I'm almost sold on it now, totally. I'm going to definitely try this. So you have 6 major collagen types. So you've got the grass-fed beef, the wild-caught cod, the cage-free chicken, and the eggshell membrane. So it's coming from 4 whole food sources. So your body's going to be able to really absorb this. This is awesome. David, did you help put this together, or was this from your genius scientist nutritionist?
Well, it's actually from the group, but I was part of the group that put the plan together on that.
Yeah.
That's when we look at all the different collagens, because your body basically produces 28 different types of collagen.
Right.
So you need all 6 raw materials for the body to actually do all of those conversions that it needs to do to really support that, which is really key.
Oh, my gosh. Guess what I just saw in your product? I bet you know what I'm going to get excited about, the serotepeptidase. So
yep.
That's the collagen boosting, that's the enzymes. And
right.
Serotepeptidase is like when we talk about systemic enzymes, that's one of the big key, does a lot. And systemic enzymes help with fibrosis and pain and inflammation and reducing the incidence of cancer, on and on and on. So not only do you have the hydrolyzed or, you know, all of the collagens in here, but you also have added the collagen enzymes, and I'm assuming to make this really bioavailable.
Right, that's the real key, is to
yeah.
make sure it's absorbed. And I always tell people, you know, the most expensive your product you buy is the one that you can't absorb or that doesn't work.
Absolutely.
So that's the real key.
I think
right.
I think I heard that before from a guy named David. Do you know him?
Right.
Okay, now, everybody, here it is. This is what this show's all about. We got a little bit of time left. You were telling me that there's something new that's really been helping to boost and transition into this ketone, into this keto diet, and it's called BHB. So I'm going to be quiet. You just, David, just cut loose. Just tell us everything about this. This is the new great thing, and I have not seen any other companies have this. Are you exclusive so far with this?
There are some other stuff out there, but they're synthetic,
yeah.
So we're not a synthetic.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Which is really key, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've looked at, like, Walmart has a BHB, but it is a synthetic BHB.
Ew.
And actually,
yeah.
Our price is actually better when you look at the serving sizes and stuff like that.
Of course.
There, so.
Yeah, I mean, some people think, okay, well, I'm going to go to the big discount store.
Right.
I don't know that they realize that a health food store, I mean, I've got connections with companies that go back, like, 50 years or almost. Because I've been, you know, I grew up in the industry, so I know these people. They were friends of my mom and in my family, and I can get some really, really good prices. And then, of course, we carry the highest quality. You're not going to get synthetic vitamins and garbage. So you get, and the better, you know, you get your money's worth, the super quality. Okay, so BHB stands for beta hydroxybutyrate. So what's going on here? What is this stuff? It's a fuel source.
So
I know that.
Yeah, it's actually really kind of unique. So we talk about the whole keto system, but BHB, where does it come from? It actually, ours is a fermentation process
mm-hmm.
using plants to actually in that fermentation process. So it's not human hair. It's not some of the other stuff they derive it from.
Ooh, serious?
And it's
serious.
Basically it's salt. So you got to realize
okay.
So it would be like a calcium salt, a magnesium salt, a sodium salt, There is potassium in it. So what it does, it actually helps the body stay and produce more ketones. So in the beginning, when you're on the keto program,
right,
your body's having to transition from carbs to ketones. And a lot of times during that transition, they talk about the keto flu. And what
yes,
that is,
I've heard that.
You feel lethargic, you've lost your energy, you just don't feel very good because your body's trying to transition to get enough fuel to feed the brain
mm-hmm.
and metabolize some of the fat in the body. So what this does, this is like a repair mechanism right off the bat to really support the body so you won't get the keto flu. You're going to produce ketones very quickly, which is real key. So, and it does a lot more for you. So there's so many other unique things it does to really support the body. In fact, they call it like the rocket fuel for the body.
Wow. See, I'm seeing here, burn, baby, burn. Get into ketosis in 2 hours.
Right.
So you enter into a ketogenic state within 2 hours. Now, when, where, how, and I know why I would take it. Serving size is 1 scoop. Do you put it in like just water, or what would you put this, or put it in your drink? When would you take this?
I do it in the morning. I put it in my water,
yeah.
And I'll do my fat coffee, and I'll drink that afterwards.
Because
what it's do, it's going to sustain you in ketosis mm-hmm. for a longer period of time. And why I do it in the morning is the body is actually in ketosis every morning when you wake up. Even if you're not doing a keto program, your body's still in ketosis.
Awesome. So this is just like the icing on the cake, as I like to say.
Yeah, or supercharging. I call it the supercharger. It supercharges
okay.
your body to stay in ketosis longer, and especially if you're on, like me, I've been
yeah.
in ketosis for over this long period of time.
Wow.
But it just really, it does so much more for it. It's going to give you better fuel for the brain. So cognitively, it really helps that. So it works very quickly. It helps your brain clear itself up. It actually is very good for inflammation. So
yeah,
it supports inflammatory responses in the body at the same time.
This is what I'm seeing here. Keto living involving BHB quickly boosts ketone levels, ignites fat-burning mechanisms, helps control appetite and cravings, alleviates the feeling of the keto flu, increases mental and physical energy, eliminates fatigue and brain fog, jumpstart ketosis and stimulates the fat burning, and gets you into ketosis in 2 hours. David, I think we're out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much more it does for you, too. When you go down the list, I just think it's so good because it helps in so many other ways.
Awesome. What does it taste like?
It tastes fabulous. I mean, because we added a flavor to that. We use a natural berry flavor
lemonade.
In there.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
And it tastes really good.
David, thank you so much. We'll be talking again soon. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
All right.
Good health.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earth.